Weber Show. Good to have you here. Appreciate your time. I'm going to read a couple of comments I've received this morning from the mailbag. I responded to Sharon earlier because she was concerned that I was not being a cheerleader for Donald Trump enough. Somehow I wasn't doing my job. We're in the relentless pursuit of truth here on the program. I, too, am disappointed by the current projections of the presidential election of November 3rd. I'm not pleased that this is the way it stands currently, the unofficial results. I'll wait for certified results, but let's not kid ourselves. It's an uphill climb. If for some reason that doesn't sit well with you, I apologize. But I'm not going to stop digging for the truth. I'm not going to be a shill for anybody. We're going to dig deep and find out what we can. Here's one of the notes. Just saw your comment about the lady criticizing your show about being negative. Originally, after the election, I felt the same way, but I realized you're a journalist, not an opinionated hack. All right, well, thank you. Love your show. That's the best I would say. Thank you, Jamie. And there you have it. Just wanted to share that with you before we got to our next guest. Our next guest is Lieutenant General Rod Bishop. Lieutenant General Rod Bishop is a United States Air Force retired commander. The Air Force football team takes a firm social stance with video in support of Black Lives Matter. I'm going to read something here that is important in our consideration of this conversation. The Honor Code of the United States Air Force Academy states, and I quote, "A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. However, recently the United States Air Force Academy and Air Force leadership have carved out an exception to the Honor Code. False, woke, political correctness is permitted." General, welcome to the program. Lieutenant General Rod Bishop here with us. Thank you for taking the time and being here.
My pleasure.
Let me ask you this. We've been seeing this erosion, if you will, of the way things have been done at the Air Force Academy or West Point or the Naval Academy. And it concerns me as an American because I feel like we are lowering the standards of what it takes to be a West Point graduate or an Air Force Academy graduate. Am I wrong in feeling that way?
Well, Steve, I hope we're not lowering the standards, but certainly I think the video is evidence of a creeping ideology into our services and, unfortunately, our service academies. And if I could say something up front real quick, I just want to put a disclaimer out here, because this discussion is going to lead to me looking like I'm throwing my former service and people that I love under the bus. The former superintendent worked for me when I was Air Commander Europe. The present superintendent, I was working in admissions at the academy when we brought him in. So this is emotional to me. And I just don't want it to come across like I'm throwing people under the bus. I think they have a blind spot to this particular issue. But I think it's kind of like my kids. I think my kids all support Black Lives Matter. I tell them, well, you know, I think you've been indoctrinated. You've been brainwashed. You just don't realize it.
I think it's fair to say that without saying, of course, Black Lives Matter. It's pretty obvious. It's a
Amen.
Basic tenet. Of course, Black Lives Matter. It's the political organization, Black Lives Matter, that I have a complete disagreement with. I don't support any Marxist organization. I don't support Marxists or socialists or communists. I grew up in a day and age when Russia had its missiles trained on us, probably still do. So do the Chinese and others. I consider that to be a direct threat to me, my family, and my nation. I never served in the military, but I support those that do. And so therefore, General, I think indoctrination is the right word to an ideology to just accept everything, whether or not you agree with it or not, because it's forcibly pushed on students in elementary school, middle school, high school, college. I agree with you. And I think that we need to take a step back and say, what is best, not only for our military academies, but for education in this country in general? Your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts are spot on on with yours? I mean, we, this group that has formed, 20 of us, I mean, we could be 2,000 if we wanted to. But we particularly limited the participation. We particularly limited the advertisement of this video because we thought it would be divisive. And boy, was it ever. I saw that headline you read. When I saw that, I said, I can't believe this. And so I let a day go by and I said, there's going to be a retraction, no retraction. So I wrote to the superintendent and said, Jay, if you were to produce a video or the football team were to produce a video that said, we stand strong against racism, you'd have all 50,000 grads join an arm in arm with you. But when you produce a video that says Black Lives Matter, intentional or not, it's going to be divisive. And boy, was that prediction ever prescient.
And so what is your concern, General? When you look at where we are and this woke culture that we're in, what do you think? I mean, there have to be grave concerns from you as you look at the future of these military academies. There has to be concern. I mean, I understand the video of the Air Force football team supporting Black Lives Matter, but that's just probably the tip of the iceberg, is it not?
Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, the video is only a symptom. I mean, it's a symptom of this ideology that we've talked about. It's a Marxist ideology. It's an ideology that diminishes honor. I mean, do you feel proud when you hear this and when you see what's happening? I certainly don't. And it's also an ideology that history teaches us leads to totalitarianism. It is also an ideology that shows us that critical thinking is being replaced by political correctness. So let me tell you a quick story on this.
All right.
I put this video to a very dear retired ambassador friend. And I said, Mr. Ambassador, just, you know, take a look and tell me what you think. I called him a couple of days later, and his reaction was unbelievable. And I said, yeah, what we're teaching the future officers of our United States Air Force? No. He said, the thing that bothers me is where was leadership in making this decision? Where was leadership in allowing it to stay up after you guys, from what you've told me, have made dozens of phone calls, hundreds of emails asking it to come down? So those are two big concerns I have. But the third.
Hold on, General, I want you to hold that thought right there because I got to go to a break here and I want to get a couple more questions for you. So don't go anywhere. Lieutenant General Rod Bishop here, United States Air Force retired commander, talking about the political correctness that's, I don't know, diluting and polluting our military academies. 1 second, General. Greatly appreciate your time. It's 41 after. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.